we are trying to make it clear to people that when something happens that's difficult or upsetting, that there really are interventions. And there are interventions at every level of the organization. Sometimes people will register complaints and then they'll sort of disappear into the ether and they won't know whatever happened with them. And people find that very demoralizing. So we want to make the processes that are in place, number one, transparent. And number two, we want to align them so that people understand that, you know, quote unquote, bad behavior in one area is not acceptable in another area. We have a culture. We want to define that culture and we want to convey that culture. And we don't then want many cultures that have a different set of rules. We want to recognize positive professionalism. It's very easy for us to point out the things that go wrong. But like in all of our relationships, that's the easier thing to do than to stop and celebrate the things that are going right. Conflict happens, it's normal, and it happens all the time. And lack of conflict or the ability to have as positive an environment as possible or to be our best selves is something that should be celebrated, and we don't do that well enough. So we want to figure out ways to recognize and celebrate positive professionalism. We know the things that get people into trouble at work, and therefore we have a good idea of the things that, number one, wouldn't get people into trouble at work, but number two, would make people successful here if they were simply not the types of people who got into that type of trouble. So we want to try to develop a profile of what success looks like at Penn Medicine. And we want to use that success profile to help us decide who to bring into the organization, who to promote in the organization, who to reward and give awards to in the organization. Because when we do those things for people who are demonstrating negative professionalism, it's even more demoralizing to the people around us.